This is an executive summary of the Opportunity Zone 90% Asset Test Deep Dive, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Of all the Opportunity Zone compliance rules, the 90% asset test is the one that most directly governs whether a fund stays qualified year after year. The rule is straightforward to state: a qualified opportunity fund must hold at least 90% of its assets in qualified Opportunity Zone property, but the mechanics matter. The test is measured as the average of two semi-annual testing dates, reported annually on Form 8996, with a penalty for falling short in a working capital safe harbor that helps funds deploying cash. For investors, the 90% test is largely the fund's responsibility, but understanding it helps you evaluate a fund's compliance and appreciate why funds manage their cash and deployment carefully. This guide takes a deep dive into what the 90% asset test requires, the semi-annual testing dates, how the safe harbor interacts, the penalty for falling short, and how funds stay compliant. This is educational information, not tax or legal advice. The test is technical. OZ rules are time-sensitive and evolving, and you should verify the current rules with your advisors. The 90% asset test requires a qualified opportunity fund to hold at least 90% of its assets in qualified opportunity zone property. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.